And this article is from the Herald Series website. It does repeat some of the details on the from the previous article, but it is more specific to our locality. Most councils in Oxfordshire and West Berkshire have backed a two unitary authority model as the best option for future local government. Five out of seven councils have formally supported the proposal, which aims to improve services, address inefficiencies, and save millions of pounds annually through a major structural overhaul. After considering three options, most councils agreed that the two unitary model offers the best outcomes for residents. The two unitary model is projected to deliver savings of £59.8 million per year, making it the most cost-effective of the options considered. Councils identified several key benefits, including improved services in areas like highways, social care and planning, as well as long-term financial stability. They also believe the model supports sustainable growth across both urban and rural areas. Concerns were raised about the alternative proposals. The single unitary model was criticised as too large and disconnected from communities, while the three unitary option was considered financially unsustainable and potentially damaging to Oxford and the surrounding Greenbelt. Of 158 councillors who voted across the supporting councils, 142 backed the two unitary model, with 9 against and 7 abstentions. The proposal will be submitted to the government before the 28th of November deadline, with consultation expected in spring 2026 and a final decision due later in the summer. If approved, the new councils would become fully operational in 2028. Residents can view the full proposal at www.twocouncils.org.